This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Purchase your 2020 season passes at GreatLakesDragaway.com.
The Wendy's Big Show, 5 o'clock hour continues. I'm Radio Joe Zenzola, in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, alongside not one, but two former Green Bay Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. And these guys know this man very well. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, a pleasure always to talk with Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, PackersNews.com. Tom, I know you're really busy. Thanks for coming on for a couple of minutes. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I was Aaron Rodgers' press conference started late, and so I was waiting to ask a question, and I finally got it in.
All right, well, good.
It worked out all right.
Yeah, we were worried. Once Rodgers started talking, we're like, is Tom going to be able to join us? But it's good that you're on. There's so many different things to talk about. I do want to focus first on the receiving core and Devin Funchess, of course, opting out. Your reaction to it and your reaction to what Brian Gutekunst had to say about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised by anybody opting out. I really am not. I don't blame anybody for doing it. I personally, and I kind of expressed it in my column today, that I don't see how they're going to get through an entire season without numerous infections. So if you have any kind of, pre-existing condition, or someone close to you, or you just don't feel comfortable doing it, I don't see how you can blame someone from sitting out.
Have you heard how they're talking about structuring all this, Tom? I thought I heard that, of course, they won't be at St. Norbert's, and maybe they'll be housed at the hotel down there off of Lombardi. What have you heard as far as the structural plan of not so much a bubble, but how they'll be able to contain all this?
Well, I think for a good portion of camp, they'll be mostly in the building. And that's where they can control the environment, is in the building. So as long as they're in there, they've got a chance. But it's when they leave, and even if they're in a hotel, you know, all it takes is, you know, three or four guys to go out one night, and, you know, I don't know that they can lock them down in the hotel to go out and all of a sudden get, you know, catch the virus, and maybe before they get tested, they're shedding, and someone else catches it. I don't know. It's just they're going to have to control as many factors as they can, but they can't control them all. That's the problem.
Well, this year I'll be carrying you again because we're going to start five questions with Leroy Butler. That's brought to you by Pick and Save in Idaho Pub and Eatery. So I'll be helping your career again for one
Some
more year.
Things never change.
I know. But, Tom, let's be honest. If somebody came up to you and said, if you were at a barbershop and say, the two positions that we don't think that the Packers value is wide receiver and middle linebacker, what would be your answer to somebody who said that to you?
Yes. They clearly have shown that they're going to value the run game more than they are the pass game, and that they want guys who are versatile, guys who can play a power game, and they'll let the play-action game allow these guys to make up for whatever they lack in speed or elusiveness, whatever it is. They feel that they can win without having to have a Julio Jones. I think you sort of saw it with the 49ers. They felt they could win with some of the guys, that aren't that well known. Now, they had a lot more speed. That's one thing I would say about them. But the Packers are going to run the ball, and that's huge. Defensively, I just think this was the year to do it. They had a chance, but they valued the quarterback more than they do an inside linebacker. And so they felt that was the choice, and it left a hole in the middle.
Tom, did you hear anything about guys disagreeing about wearing masks outside the building? I think it's a rumor that maybe 80% of the guys are okay with wearing a mask. The other 20 is like, I'm not doing it.
I have not heard that. Rogers said today that all they've talked about every day in the Zoom meetings during the off season is the responsibility that each of them has to being responsible when they're outside of the facility.
Well, that's great.
And because he was asked, you have to have a speech, give a speech to talk to them, and he said it's been touched on so many times that it would just be overkill. So the message is out there, and I would say, based on what Gutekunst said, he expects some some positive tests. But if you recall, if some guy tests positive because he was out in a club or something like that, I don't doubt that they would cut him in a minute. He showed he would do that with Ty Montgomery last year. He fumbled the kickoff, and it was over.
Do you think he'll cut a starter?
2 years ago. If the guys, he's not.
If he's reckless, you say if he's just really reckless, they might do it.
Yeah, I have a pro. I definitely don't think he cut David Bakhtiari, and he's not cut.
Oh, no, not like that. I'm just saying, yeah. Right.
Yeah, if there was someone who was really putting, really broke their, their bond, that would really hurt, if you had a guy like that.
Agreed.
He'd have to have serious apologizing,
Right.
Yeah.
They have a couple of contracts looming right now, and one would be Kenny Clark, and what his worth would be on the open market. Any word about contract negotiations with him?
I believe they're going on right now as we speak. I think some of the COVID thing is part of the unknown. So what if the season, what if there is no season and guys get paid for just a couple weeks and they've just given Kenny Clark $75 million to sign or, it's not going to be that much, but you know what I
right.
mean.
I mean, guarantees. I know what
I
you
think,
mean, yeah.
to some degree, it's in their benefit to wait a little bit and see whether this season actually takes place. You know, if they can get to September, then, you know, they've done a lot of deals right before the season starts. And so that's when I would look to see, you know, where they are with the COVID stuff. And I would expect then that if things are looking okay, that they would go ahead and do those deals, probably just with Bakhtiari and Clark.
Well, we'll be interested to see how this all plays out. He is Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and PackersNews.com. Tom, I know you got some deadlines to meet. Thank you so much for jumping on for a couple
of
minutes.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Guys. All right. Take care.
All right, and Tom Silverstein joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. As your passion outgrown your home? Well, a Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Yeah, Kenny Clark, definitely one of those guys to keep an eye on because the man's going to get paid, and I hope the Packers are able to pay him. They got a lot of decisions to be had when it comes to money. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, I'm Radio Joe. We will take a quick break. Other side, we will get into Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, resetting the big topics discussed on today's big show, and also get you up to date on some of the other news that's been breaking today. Aaron Rodgers.
A lot of news.
Aaron Rodgers, I think, is done talking with the media.
Yeah.
We are hoping to get some of that presser in on the air here before the end of the show, so stay tuned for that. Gary?
There's a lot of Pella news, too.
Is there really? Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, there's a lot of Pella
news. All right.
You guys, you know, Pella windows and doors in Wisconsin.
Yeah, she extended that thing out, Gary.
They have extended it, Leroy. They extended their two-week sale.
What a genius. Clever.
Listen,
she is clever.
They're trying
clever.
To help you guys save money. There are a lot of people
exactly.
asking about it. There are a lot
exactly.
of people inquiring about the sale. And so, you know what we're going to do? We're going to extend the sale. We want to make sure that everybody can get in with this and take advantage of the sale that we got going on, guys. Call it extra credit for doing the math to save even more. Guys, buy three windows, save $250 on a patio door. Buy nine, save $500. Buy a dozen windows, save $1,000 off a patio door system. In fact, the more you buy, the more you can save now through August 15th during the extended two-week sale at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Guys, come on. Think about this. That sticky, leaky, squeaky patio door that's been giving you grief for over 100 years. I'm sure it's not been over 100 years, but probably as long as your house. Replace it now and save when you buy even just three Pella replacement windows. Only need windows? Then choose a 48th month, no interest, and 5 months, no first payment instead. Guys, talk about extra credit. They got it. Certain restrictions apply. The more you buy, the more you save. But this, guys, this offer ends Saturday, August 15th.
And speaking of Pella, coming up at 6 o'clock, we have the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on deck show with our very own Tim Allen, who has made his way into the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. He'll get you ready for Brewers and White Sox game one of this four-game set, a little 2-2 action, two games here at Miller Park, and then the other two down in Chicago. Tim will get you ready for that and go through the Brewers lineup, which includes Ryan Healy leading off. I just don't get it at all. But that's
Let it go,
up.
Joe.
I'll try. I'm telling you, he'll go 4-for-4 tonight. Just watch. That's how this works.
And then everybody come after you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Like they always
do. That's how it works, Joe.
They'll never praise you and say, Joe, you were right on about that. No,
you're never getting mad, Joe.
Absolutely not. I mean, Joe, you know, you are the biggest hater ever.
Yeah.
Been used to that for years.
Yeah.
All right, he's Gary Ellerson. I'm Radio Joe. Leroy Butler here as well. We will continue on with the Wendy's Big Show. Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane next here on The Fan.
It's time for the Chevy Drive Home Moment of the Big Show.
Let's cut through this spin, okay? They don't value middle linebacker and wide receiver position, okay? So if you're riding around, they just don't, okay? And it's obvious. They're going to run the football. So why go spend millions of dollars if you're not going to use the guy? All the ball's going to Devontae Adams, okay? Aaron Jones getting all the carries. Now, the middle linebacker, hey, man, the scheme will stop the run. We're not. Certain teams just not going to value that. I mean, Kansas City value receivers. If you can run a 4-2, they bring you in. I mean, and the Chicago Bears values tight ends. They got 200 million of them. I mean, it is what it is. And Garrett's right. They do their business, not the way people other look at it. See, they don't dance to the beat of somebody else's drum. They own the drum. They think it works. They want 13 games. How can you tell me anything different?
Your drive home today on The Fan was driven by WisconsinDrivesChevy.com.
There you go. One of the many fine takes of our very own Leroy Butler. And we're about to do Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane. But Leroy, you have a special shout out you want to give.
Yes, Morgan Gardner. Congratulations to my goddaughter. She is the granddaughter of my godmother, Julia Witherspoon, Michael Witherspoon, my parents, and Vanessa, which is her daughter. Her daughter, I know it's hard to figure out, but black folks, we tight now. We got a lot of kinfolk. But I'm so proud of her. I mean, she just committed to Nebraska, Omaha. And that's very emotional. You know, you get COVID-19, you don't know if kids are graduating and going to school. But for her to commit is pretty big. She wanted to thank Coach Jerry, Coach Hahn, Coach Donaldson, and the Midwest elite coaches. She also wanted to thank her trainers. Now, that's smart. And she also a special thank you to Coach Banks, Coach Rad, and Coach Hudson. Thank you, guys. I just appreciate it. You can find a lot of it, rest on my Facebook page or my Twitter account. And Morgan, I call her two N's because it's Morgan with two N's. I believe she's going to play me and Gary one-on-one. Me and Gary are going to play her. And she probably beat us because we're old. But I'm just so proud of her. She's just a perfect young lady. So special shout-out to Morgan Gardner.
Very cool.
We'll be doing this for Brock next year, so I'm getting goosebumps. After Brock, then we can wait for two more years for any more kids going in the family.
Yeah, Gary, is Brock is he going after a particular scholarship for a particular sport, or what's he doing?
No, Brock just going to school, cuz.
Just going to school, okay.
No, he's bigger than Gary. He's going to school. Okay,
you can Brock just going to school, man.
I love
whatever
Brock,
happens, happens,
kid.
Man. Yeah, he's going to school. See what happens.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's usually whatever happens, happens in college.
Yeah, he won't be like Josie Zola when he grows up. That's what he told me.
No, nor should he.
Yeah,
nor should
Joe, don't quit downing yourself.
No, it's okay.
You're too modest, man.
It's
too
okay.
Modest. You're the only guy can run like seven shows at one time.
Seven.
It's okay. No. No. It is what it is.
He can't even accept. He can't even accept somebody. He can't do it. He just can't do it. Okay.
No, let's better yet, let's reset the big topics to discuss on today's big show. We will hear from Aaron Rodgers coming up in about 15 minutes or so. So stay tuned for that. He did finish talking with the media, so we'll have some of the highlights for you there. But Great Lakes Dragway pick a lane, the left lane. Is there anything to be upset about in last night's Bucks versus Rockets loss? That's what we focused on the first hour. The center lane, should the NFL do a bubble or play like normal? And the return lane, do you have a problem with Lorenzo Cain opting out? 414-799-1250. Let's go back to Bucks and Rockets.
Okay.
So again, this is the thing. I'm sitting there watching a show I typically don't watch, and that's First Take. But I wanted to see what they were saying about the Bucks, because it's always amusing to see what the national talking heads are saying about the Bucks. So sure enough, Kendrick Perkins, who's been on this show and on this station before, and he has said some things in the past that I'm like, hey, okay, I agree with that, sure. He had an issue with the Bucks defense last night and said it was a pretty big deal, and that he's got an issue that this Bucks defense isn't what it used to be. But he's also forgetting that the Bucks are missing Eric Bledsoe, who would typically guard someone like James Harden or Russell Westbrook, and that would be his main assignment. They also don't have Pat Connaughton, another guard that they can go to. They were a little thin on guards last night. So you had the Bucks with their big length, their super tall players, right, going up against the Houston Rockets, who have a much shorter lineup. Kendrick Perkins should have seen that and should have known how this was going to happen. And the only reason why the Rockets won was because they took 63-point attempts and they hit 21 of them. And if you're going to beat the Bucks, you got to be on when it comes to three-pointers. So why not just shoot three-pointers all night? At the end of the day, Gary Ellerson, I'm not going to make a big deal about that loss last night. Yeah, you could take issue with the final 20 seconds of that game, that last possession. But honestly, I got nothing to be upset about when it comes to Bucks and Rockets and how that game finished last night. What say you?
Well, I mean, I think if you're an outsider, and if you're not a Bucks homer, but if you're an outsider, you're saying a lot of people don't believe that Giannis can do it. A lot of people believe Giannis cannot get them to a championship. A lot of people believe outside of Milwaukee that Giannis cannot win a championship. And so what you saw at the end of the game is pretty much what you saw the last three, four games in Toronto. Although it was only their second game of the year, but it was against an opponent that everybody know that is supposed to be pretty good in the West. Not the front runner, but supposed to be pretty good. So if you are outside, you're looking at that, you're saying, okay, yeah, there Giannis goes again. He throws one over somebody's head. He gets stripped coming down the middle, and all this happened within the last, what, 2-3 minutes of the ball game. So that's what those people are looking at. If you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan, you say, oh, it's only two games. Don't worry about it. It's a matchup. Matchups, Houston's hard to guard, this, that, and the other. Fine. I tend to say you have to look at both. I'm not totally blind to that it's just only two games. I'm not blind to that. But also I'm not blind to that it may have to be more than Giannis. And that's why I brought up Kyle Korver earlier. I think they need Kyle Korver coming down, you know, the finish here. They're going to need for him to hit some jump shots. They need the Kyle Korver that used to be playing for my Atlanta Hawks back in the day. So
they ain't getting that.
He's the X factor. They can get him to be that guy. If Giannis can't do it all by himself.
Well, Giannis can't do it all by himself, and that's why Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe are the first guys we look at to have better appearances in the postseason, especially in the Eastern Conference Finals. We all know this. I mean, we've talked about this narrative forever that these two guys need to step up. I thought Chris Middleton last night was pretty incredible.
Fire.
He was.
On
and
fire.
And you know what? It wasn't like he was hitting mid-range shots all night. He was doing pretty much everything else. He was stretching the floor, hitting threes. He was attacking the basket. He was doing pretty much everything else than his biggest strength, and that's mid-range shooting. But right. Leroy, I mean, you look at the negatives. The Bucks had 22 turnovers last night. They were only 9 of 35 shooting from three. But even then, it had to come down to the final 20 seconds to decide that game. Mm-hmm. And that's why I don't care who you are. If you're going to beat the Milwaukee Bucks this season, first of all, you have to be able to hit three-pointers, and then you have to hope that the Bucks have a whole bunch of other problems in order for it to make a close game. And that's been the formula this year to beat the Milwaukee Bucks. It just goes to show, Leroy, how good the Bucks really are.
Yeah, no question. I'm not worried about it. The Bucks are the best team, their best defending team. I saw Houston play a game, man. It was 80. I mean, Houston and Dallas. That was a very entertaining game. Very entertaining. So, yeah, I mean, you know that going in. Now, some of these teams are going to go small, but I got to go back to the one team that makes me a little uneasy. If you're a Bucks fan, that's Toronto. I think they've showed them, let Giannis get his 35 or 40 if it won't. But we're going, everybody else, they can't beat us. And get what Gary is talking about, what the Barbershop is talking about. Down the stretch, you know, the last minute or two, that's when you need your top player to make plays. And it just keeps the gossip going on with that and the side eye. But at the end of the day, if you're a Bucks fan, you have to know that you're still favored to win it all. I mean, you're going to have the back-to-back MVP. You already got a coach of the year, not Cole. He's the coach of the year. I don't know about the other young man.
And, Billy Donovan. Well, the other coach of the year.
Yeah, the only time
just
I heard
it.
How did Billy Donovan get to be co-coach of the year?
They say he won Gary without Westbrook, and it's amazing. But I'm saying you got rid of Westbrook and got another Hall of Famer. So
what about Nurse?
Nick Nurse, man, he should be co-MVP. That's why I joked. That's why I told people, I know Giannis gonna win the MVP. Okay, put that aside. If they make co-MVPs with him and LeBron James, you tell you, Leroy said it first. It's that type of year. I'm telling you, all this cold stuff. Because nobody's been to blame. And we're doing all this. They want to give everybody a trophy. But Bucks fans. Bucks fans, don't be worried, man. The Bucks going to be fine.
Well, I'm with you guys about Nick Nurse.
Nick Nurse can coach, man. I don't care what nobody says. That dude can coach.
He's done a really good job in Toronto.
Really has.
I never even heard of him, Joe, before last year, because when the Bucks was up 2-0, we was planning for a parade. I'm telling you. I just never seen it come. Hey, real quick, do you know the free throws? I can't see the Bucks free throws.
They were 17 of 23 from the line last night.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Rockets were 27 of 31.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, as long as they make them free throws, man.
Giannis 6 of 9 from the line. Brooke Lopez 5 of 6. It's funny, like between Giannis, Middleton, and Lopez, they combined for 89 of the Bucks' 116 points.
And they had all three of them had double digit rebounds.
Yes,
that's
they did.
A lot at the top. They got nothing from the bottom. Matthews, DiVincenzo, nothing, man. He got nothing from the bench.
DiVincenzo to be more than just a scrapper.
No, he's more than that. He just described that, Gary. Don't take that out of context.
Oh, come on.
Joel.
Gary.
John even to be more than
come
a scrapper,
on, Gary.
Joe.
He didn't say just a scrapper. Joe gave
that's what he said.
Great.
He's a scrapper.
No, he said 50 things. Don't try to do that twist,
he's
Joe,
a
words.
A scrapper.
Oh, come on, man.
He fights for rebounds. He steals basketballs.
See?
He
Joe
hits shots. He attacks the basket.
See?
He does everything. He checks all the boxes. That's why he wins the first round.
He's a scrapper.
The man won a championship. That's what you want, experience.
But remember, Gary, like going into this season, that was one guy we were looking at to go, okay, like does Dante DiVincenzo take another step in his development?
That's what he wanted.
I think Dante has gone above and beyond, and I think there's a lot of people that are starting to realize his significance off the bench. Now, last night he was starting because they were thin, but watch out for him. And look, I understand that Dante is getting this experience now and is going to be really a huge contributor in the postseason, but I think the fact that he's been able to go deep in an NCAA tournament and win a championship that way, that has to play into experience when it comes to this. I know you're playing in series and stuff, but he's been able to get to the mountaintop in college. You know what I mean? Like, I just think there is something to that, Gary.
Sure.
Gary don't like that you use scrappy because he think it's a negative undertone
it
to
is.
Players when they're scrappy. That means it's a guy that's not that good. That's not true. You can be scrappy and good.
You need scrappy guys.
Yeah. Scrappy. And that's what Ilyasova is. He'll take a charge, get a rebound.
Yes, he's another scrappy guy.
Yeah, Ilyasova don't complain. I mean, you need those players on your team to win.
Scrappy DiVincenzo.
Yeah. Scrappy.
Yeah.
Don't put that on the nickname. Let that go, because Gary will keep bringing this up, man.
Here, real quick, let's squeeze in Skyler on the north side before we hear from Aaron Rodgers. Skyler, you're
what's
on the
up,
Wendy's
Skyler?
Big Show, Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane.
Hey, what's up? This is all I wanted to say. I'm not concerned with the Bucks at all, but if the Bucks had to play Houston, I would be concerned. And the only reason why is because I don't like the way the referees allow Houston to play small ball, because Lopez and Giannis, them guys can't guard them. But you can see in the post-up, they got to be tennis because they afraid if they play bully ball and they do what they're supposed to do, they're going to get an offensive foul called on them. So So that's just my only thing with Houston. I don't like the way the league allowed them to play their small ball. If you want to play small ball, you should get punished, and you should pay
for
it.
Oh, come on, Skyler.
No, man.
It's strategy.
No, man, Leroy, I'm just saying, hey, you just watch them games. When they post up, they tell them because they don't want to. If they play bully ball, the refs are going to call offensive foul. And I just don't think that.
Now, that's true about that. You're right about that.
Yeah, I don't like that. If you want to put that small lineup in and keep it in, you should get punished. Point blank. If that's Shaq or somebody, they'd be calling offensive fouls on him. And that's not the case. He's just a powerful man, but. That's just my way. I just don't like the way they allow Houston Rockets to get away with that little small lineup. I don't like that. I just don't like that.
Yeah. Skyler, I love you, man. That's funny.
Thanks for the call, Skyler.
Skyler said they should be punished.
You know the problem I had with that last night, though? And he has a point.
What's that?
They never really got the ball where it's supposed to be. Like,
exactly.
Get him on the blocks.
Exactly.
Get him on the blocks. They made him work too hard. I don't know why Lopez was so extended out off the block. Why don't you take that guy down on the block where you may only just have one move because you're already where you need to be? To me, they were allowed to be pushed out a little bit too far.
Oh my goodness. Jen, get him, Jen.
Gary.
Jen, hit him in the back.
Gary.
Hey, man, what this man, how we know we ain't going to catch something? This man coughing all through the on the
Gary, Gary, are you okay? Are you okay, buddy?
Got a little bit too heated, cuz.
Okay, all right.
Can you film yourself coughing? That sounds funny.
Oh, all right. Gary needs break, water. Man. He needs a cup of water. Let's take a break.
No, man, don't get out on the blocks to be too.
They need to get on the block. Okay, we've got it. We've got it. We're going to go to a break. I hope Gary is okay and doesn't choke and die.
And then got it cold.
Oh, my God. Everything will be okay.
That's Skyler's fault. That's Skyler. That's your
that's
fault.
You almost, Skyler.
You almost killed Gary. Killed him.
K-I-L-T.
All right. Gary's still catching his breath.
Break,
Wendy's Big Show continues right after this. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here in the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. I'm Radio Joe in for Sparky alongside Gary Ellerson, who is alive and well. He is okay, did not choke. Thank goodness. Leroy Butler here as well. Dan Plucker, executive producer. Hey, everywhere you go, Wisconsin's all in. Wearing masks, washing hands, keeping gatherings small. These are all ways we can help each other. Be a good neighbor. Show us how you are all in by using the hashtag #WeAreAllIn. You can learn more at WeAreAllInWI.com. Well, he just spoke. Aaron Rodgers addressing the Packers media. We have not heard from him addressing the Packer media. He was just on the Kyle Brandt podcast last week, had a few juicy nuggets. But this is what he had to say a little bit earlier with the nice media up in Green Bay.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for doing this. What chances do you give a player, any player, of going a full season without a positive test? And do you feel safe playing football right now?
Rob, I didn't hear the first part of your question.
What chance do you give yourself or any player of getting through a full season without a positive test? And then the second part was, do you feel safe playing football right now?
Oh, Rob, I think the first part is a hypothetical one. I'm just not going to touch that one. I think the protocols that we have in place here, are such that I think it gives us a really good chance. You know, we've been obviously testing every day, and you know, there's tracking devices and, just the rules of the facility are obviously a lot different this year than years past, and give us, I think it gives us the best chance to get into the season and finish the season.
Matt Schneidman.
Aaron, Matt mentioned yesterday that he was considering like a quarantine backup, a guy that doesn't practice but just is in meetings or possibly isolating you guys. What are your thoughts on something like that, just to protect the quarterback position in case one of you does get COVID?
Yeah, again, I don't know. That's not my decision. That's Matt's decision. You know, obviously this year presents different types of challenges than years past, and it's, you know, crazy to think of that those are the type of conversations that we have to have in order to play, but that's the reality we live in.
Mike Clemens.
Aaron, when baseball put out its COVID guidelines several weeks ago, it said no high fives, no chest bumps, no spitting. Did it make you wonder, how are we going to play football?
I didn't see those guidelines, Mike, so I didn't have those exact thoughts. But, you know, obviously the league's trying to come back and make things as safe as possible for players. I think there's, you know, obviously a lot of, you know, accountability on the players about what you're doing outside the facility. You know, and I think that's where the responsibility lies. It's with guys, you know, making good decisions and monitoring themselves and doing the preventative things to help build your immune system the best you can. And then being smart about your interactions.
Bill Huber, go ahead. Try you.
Hey, Aaron, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Bill.
Well, aren't I special? This may be a little bit repetitive with what Bobby asked you, but you're still the guy who votes, right? As far as the CBA stuff. So it's 29-3. I'm assuming you were among the 29?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that vote, Bill.
Okay. I guess just what's the feeling of again, all these protocols and everything, you know, before you guys got here, did you feel really good about it? And you felt good talking to your teammates about saying, hey, I think we can pull this off.
I think so. I mean, there's been a lot of back and forth. I give JC Treader, our new PA president, a lot of credit for really leading a lot of the conversation about, you know, everything needed to be done and reaching out to guys about how guys felt like things could be as safe as possible, get in the building. And there was obviously a lot of back and forth, a lot of issues to be resolved, not just the safety issues, but the money issues and the training camp rules and preseason. And it was so multifaceted. You know, I give our PA and JC a lot of credit for, you know, trying to put together something that, that, you know, had the input of a lot of guys around the league.
Jason Wilde.
Hey, Aaron, thanks for doing this. I suppose I need to ask, can you hear me okay or no?
Yeah, Jason, I got you.
Okay. We had a conference call with Matt yesterday. I know this will come as a surprise to you, but he was asked about you and your future and Jordan and everything else. I have a two-part question for you. One, he said, and I quote, I see him, meaning you, here for a really long time. I'm not asking how he defines it. How would you define a really long time? And then I know you're not a guy who's taken stuff for granted through this time, but with the possibility that you may not be back in 2021, are you going to take an approach of being more savoring of being around Flea and the guys in the equipment room or anything like that with the uncertainty that you wouldn't have felt had they not drafted a quarterback?
Well, I think generally, you know, as you get older, you do enjoy the little moments just a tad bit more, I think. And like I like I've said before, a lot of the relationships that are still here are with those guys. You know, it's with the training room guys, the equipment staff, Adam and his staff. You know, people who've been here a long time and will probably be here long after you know, my time is gone here. But that's where a lot of the memories. You start talking about things from the, you know, the 2000s to 2010 era. You know, it's 5 years, 6 years when I was here. There's just not that many people still around who can relate to some of the stories, and that's the way the business goes. You know, it's a short term deal, and guys like myself who are lucky enough to play a long time with the same team. It's those relationships that you savor and you appreciate, and you know, I found a lot of joy in those friendships and over the years. I do, you know, I savor every moment, every season. I don't take any of it for granted. I don't know, you know, what the future holds. I know I can control this year and my play and my approach and my attitude, and I'm enjoying being back with the guys. It's fun to see them. Different, obviously, circumstances. There's a lot of things that are strange compared to the last 15 years I've been here, but I'm really enjoying being back here with the guys and being back in meetings and workouts and just seeing the energy and the smiles and the and the laughs. It really, really makes it fun.
Steve with the AP.
I'm just wondering if you're surprised by the number of people who have opted out so far, and are you expecting more opt-outs down the road? And just what was your own thought process? Was it something you have considered at all?
I did not consider it. I was always going to play. I respect, any person who decides to opt out. There's a lot of different circumstances around, I'm sure, each individual case. I know Geronimo, I saw he recently opted out. I know he has a young child. It's just a different year. And I respect, all those guys who decided to make that decision. Even Devin, we had a conversation before training camp started. And he, talked to me before it kind of got public. And I just told him I respect his decision. I have a lot of appreciation for how difficult that must be to weigh the, love of playing football with the safety of your family. And so I have a, appreciation for that and absolutely zero judgment.
Pete Doherty.
Hey, Aaron, with how important quarterbacks are in this league, are you taking or is the team imposing any extra precautions with you and other quarterbacks for limiting contact with teammates or with limiting contact with people even away from the building?
Yeah, not yet. I'm not sure what the conversations will be in the near future, but as of right now, no.
Mark Daniels.
Hi, Aaron. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for the time. NBA's gotten through a weekend in a bubble. Hockey's playing in a bubble. 32 NFL teams are kind of bubbled for the foreseeable month. Do you have any trepidation that once you start traveling, that you may not be able to finish what you start?
I think that's one of the unknowns there, Mark. I mean, I think there's a lot of unknowns around this. And at this point, all we can do is, try and educate guys and, try and be smart about, what you're doing outside the facility. There's some things out of our control, some things in our control. And I think there's a responsibility that goes with it, but there's some things that are really out of your control that it's hard to speculate at this point what's going to happen down the road. I know that, I feel comfortable being here and comfortable with the rules and protocols in place. It's tough to bubble, the kind of numbers that we have. And I think it's a good thing. There's a lot of accountability on this, responsibility. Again, there's some things that are out of your control, but there is a, personal responsibility that goes along with it. And that's part of, being a professional. I think at the same time, you just hope that there's, not that kind of outlier, thing happened to you or anybody that we really need to play on Sundays.
There he is. That's Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers addressing the media a little bit earlier. A lot to digest. We'll be digesting it all day tomorrow here on The Fan, starting with the Bart Winkler pregame show with Ryan Horvath, and then of course the Bart Winkler morning show at 6 a.m. 10 a.m., the Bill Michaels Show statewide, and of course here on the Wendy's Big Show at 2. We will wrap things up, but first we will go up to Green Bay and hear from our Green Bay football insider, Mike Lemons. Final couple minutes of the Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan in the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. Coming up next, keep it right here. We're getting you ready for Brewers and Sox. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show with the one and only Tim Allen, who's
hanging
out.
What's going on, Joe? Good to see you.
What's up, my friend?
Yeah, good to see you. Good to be in the studio here and doing some work. This past weekend might have been one of the biggest weekends in Brewers franchise history when you think about all of the things that occurred over the weekend, and most of which are not that good. Let's face it. But we're gonna sort out all that inventory, a lot to unpack on the On Deck show today.
How do you feel about Ryan Healy leading off for the Milwaukee Brewers tonight?
You know, we put people in positions to succeed. That's what we do here in Brewerland.
Allegedly,
Craig Counsell. Hey, you don't. I heard Leroy talking about it. If he's the hero tonight, you need to throw in your 2 cents worth. tomorrow.
Hey, I ripped RC on opening day. He was the only Brewer I called out, and he had three hits. So
yeah, well, we'll see what Ryan Healy does. He's leading off. We'll have starting lineups. We'll hear from Counts. We'll hear from David Stearns. Just a lot to get to here.
And before we get out, Dan Plucker, breaking news.
Yeah, a little bit of breaking news on the Fan regarding the Bucks. Looks like some good news, some bad news. Eric Bledsoe and Pat Connaughton may be returning to action tomorrow. They're not on the injury report, but Wesley Matthews is. He's listed as out for tomorrow's game with right calf soreness.
Well, the fact that Connaughton and Bledsoe are coming back, that's good. The Bucks are still... Yeah, that's good stuff.
Sterling Brown, I applaud the effort, but there needs to be some reinforcements in here.
The Bucks are a damn deep team.
Damn, they're good.
Tim,
man, this is awesome.
Tim, I'll be on the round table with you in a half hour.
Yes.
So. All right, Tim Allen's coming up next with the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show. For Dan, Gary, Leroy, I'm Radio Joe. Have a good one.
All right, talk to you later.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.